the last 24 hours. It feels good underfoot, according to Sean Patterson, and some winds expected today. So they're hoping for some improvement. But tomorrow's meeting on the Kensington track is a heavy 10. A heavy 10 at this stage for that program tomorrow. Caroline Searcy joins us. Morning, Caroline.
Morning to you, Andrew.
And it's the last edition of the series tomorrow, for Bred to Win tonight.
It is indeed. Yeah, we're meant to be having a bit of a break, but we're off on Friday already filming for next season down at Twin Hills with Smart Missile and Ollie Page, and then Coringle bound this on Monday, Tuesday. So not really a rest, but it's nice to have a bit of a break from getting the show to air every week. But a packed show this evening.
All right. You'll be wrapping everything, I guess, around Royal Ascot and around Invincibella's Group 1 win.
Yeah, fantastic to see, wasn't it, for Denise Martin and the team. Of course, Chris Waller and Jason Collett, his first Group 1 with Invincibella. So we have a look at the Tats Tiara. Also, of course, the full wrap of Royal Ascot, the stallions that were the sires of all those Group 1 winners. You know, they have such an impact on our racing and breeding here in Australia. So we wrap up what, of course, is one of the great carnivals in world racing.
It certainly is. The response to it has just been enormous. And as I said earlier, Caroline, I don't know whether you've been listening, but I spoke with Phoenix Thoroughbred about horses that could have the option of coming to the Sydney Spring. And they said probably Advertise, who won the Commonwealth Cup, would be unlikely. But the horse that ran second for a lady syndicate under Phoenix, Forever in Dreams, they feel would be an ideal Everest horse. So people need to watch tonight and recap over the week of Royal Ascot. What's happening to Showtime? This is a son of Snitzel.
Well, that's right. Look, he was a million-dollar yearling. He's retired. He's actually the first son of Snitzel Arrowfield of Pick to stand next to his champion sire in Snitzel. He's a multiple group winner. He beat Hartnell in the Lawrence Stakes, a tough, of course, as we know, tough weight for age performer. And he's just a magnificent specimen of a thoroughbred. So Showtime, his first season at the son of Snitzel, so we profile him up there at Arrowfield.
And we spoke just a few minutes ago with David Ellis in New Zealand. He was very much just telling us how big Cambridge Stud want to become again in New Zealand.
Well, it was interesting. I did hear that. Was fantastic to hear David Ellis. Of course, he's bought a lot of very good horses from Cambridge Stud, which is such a historic property. We know has produced so many champions under Sir Patrick Hogan. But Brendan and Joe Lindsay, they're bringing out this four-time Group 1 winning European champion, Roaring Lion, as David mentioned, this season. So we look at why he suits, in particular, you know, New Zealand mares, but Australian mares as well. And, you know, the rebuild is just fantastic that Brendan and Joe Lindsay are doing there. So, you know, this horse won at the Queen Elizabeth at Ascot, the Judmont International, the Eclipse Irish Champion Stakes. So he is one absolute superstar racehorse. And we profile him with Henry Plumtree this evening.
Okay, and you've got chats also regarding, well, why people have fallen in love with racing.
Well, it's good, isn't it? I mean, some of these stories are fantastic about people that, you know, they're not necessarily coming through it through punting or through being involved through their family. And this is a vet from Arrowfield, Wendy Perriam, and just about how her work with these animals starting out in Western Australia made her fall in love with the sport. And we also have Paul Whelan from Luskin Park and his favourite English sales stories. He sold high-priced Group 1 winners and he's bought cheaper Group 1 winners himself. So some good stories there from Paul Whelan too.
Okay, what time tonight?
So we're 8 o'clock this evening, Andrew. It is repeated through the week, of course, Sunday morning as well. But the first showing is 8 o'clock this evening, Sky Thoroughbred Central, Channel 528.
And, of course, you can watch it on the Racing New South Wales website as well. Good on you, Caroline. Well, safe travels. Enjoy tonight's show, the final edition of the season for Bred to Win. It's back in early August, but you're away filming, so safe travels.
Thank you very much for that, Andrew, and thanks for your support through the season.
Good on you. Caroline Searcy joining us there. Bred to Win tonight on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Just wrapping it up, Jason Deemer has let me know Bonhomme has made really good improvement off that first up run behind Deprive in the June Stakes, has made the improvement that he wanted to see and has cleaned up in the coat. So Bonhomme definitely goes towards the weekend. And there were trials this morning at Deegan in Queensland where Care to Think has run second to the very quick Divine Dice of Chris Maher. Got beaten four lengths, but certainly pleased Matt Dunn and everything they did there. And got beaten four, as I say, but is certainly on to the Ramorny first up at Grafton on July 10. That's it for our news hour. We've updated on all those tracks. We'll keep an eye on the Kensington. We might talk to Navesh Ramdani around lunchtime, but Kensington tomorrow for that midweeker, already a heavy 10.
morning. John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. Footage has emerged of a Lamborghini moments before it collided with two teenage girls who were walking on a footpath in Glenelg over the weekend. Sophie Naismith was killed and Jordan Kalia survived the impact after the sports car veered onto the wrong side of the road and mounted the footpath. The Australian Christian Lobby is launching a new fundraising page for Israel Folau and has donated $100,000 to his legal efforts after his original page was deleted by GoFundMe. The ACL is saying there's an outpouring of support for the former Wallabies and NRL player. And police are searching for a 12-year-old boy who went missing yesterday on the Sunshine Coast. The unnamed boy was last seen riding his scooter in the suburb of Boccarina around lunchtime. In sports news, Panthers and New South Wales halfback Nathan Cleary will miss the Origin decider after scans confirm the playmaker has suffered a high-grade lateral ankle injury. He'll be sidelined for 4 weeks, which rules him out of the clash against Queensland on July the 10th. Australia's new world number one, Ash Barty, has been forced to withdraw from Eastbourne with an arm injury, but says she's adamant she'll be right for the championships at the All England Club. And West Coast star Nick Natanui will return to AFL this week for their clash against Hawthorn. Eagles coach Adam Simpson says the 29-year-old is tracking well in training, has shown strong form in the waffle, so he'll be right to play in the seniors. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
It's end of financial year at Jeep, and right now at Jeep Freedom Days, you can get a great finance offer on selected Jeep models until June 30. Conditions apply. Visit your Jeep dealer today. Now, the M5, we've got to build up a traffic mast street on ramps at main exit at BC North. Very heavy gravel, Parramatta Road just past Woodville Road, down towards Good Street, and Kingsford Anzac Parade just past Barker Street. We've got emergency roadworks southbound in lane 1. Now, what's better than getting up to 50% off during the 40-week stock take sale? Get an extra 20% off floor stock in the final week. But hurry, end Sunday, 40 winks, serious about sleep. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio has winter racing at its best this Saturday from Rose Hill. The Listed Civic Stakes and the 2 Mile Stayers Cup are the highlight races. Your best Saturday start is Racing HQ from 6:30 with interviews and tips. Rely on Sky Sports Radio.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Coringle Stud introduces the outstanding stallion prospect Price Icon to stand his first season in 2019. Price Icon won or placed in all 7 of his starts at 2, including winning the Listed Fern Hill and Group 1 Champagne Stakes before an emphatic victory in the BRC Derby. He's a winner of more than $2.1 million in prize money and a clone of his champion sire More Than Ready. Price Icon will stand at an introductory fee of $11,000 and all-inclusive packages are available. For details, visit coringlestud.com.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 12 past 10, we've got Hawkesbury Racing today. I reckon there's been a little bit of H2O there as well. Jeff Haynes, track manager, with me. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Sean.
You've had a bit of water too, by the looks of it.
Yeah, she was pretty bleak here this morning, mate. From 2 o'clock to about 7, she was pretty steady. Wasn't heavy, mate, but it was a very steady drizzle and dropped another 7 mil on us, mate. So it's put us into the heavy 9 range. Penetrometer 5.59, which is genuine heavy. Grant Buckley rode one this morning and said bulk of the track's probably an 8, but there was a couple of spots closer to a 9, so we left it in a 9. But it's a beautiful sunny day. You wouldn't believe it after this morning.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll get much better than heavy, mate.
Any wind around all?
There's a little bit of a breeze. The last time the wind got up, these conditions blew all the rain back in, so hopefully it doesn't do that. But at this stage, a really pleasant day. And as long as we don't get those showers, maybe we should get us through the day, no worries.
Yeah, and hopefully a bit of a breeze might just help a little bit as well.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, good on you, Jeff. Have a good day.
Appreciate it, mate. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Haynes there at Hawkesbury. Chantelle Buckley joining me now. Morning, Shani.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm good. Your husband would know exactly what conditions are like. He rode one work there this morning for Jeff, and there's been a fair bit of rain.
Yeah, look, it was interesting because we were hoping overnight there wouldn't be, but obviously the rain came, and as Jeff alluded to it, it is quite a nice day out here. Showers were predicted, but a pleasant surprise when getting up this morning. So hopefully that rain stays away and we can remain on the better side of
it. All right, now the first today, 1100 metre maiden, one out, number two, Bayrama, $5, three, Philanthropist is eight, four, Our Blue Moon, six, five, Breaking Cover, 9.50, six, Easy Gentleman, 11, seven, Night Flyer, two even, number eight, Arkham Asylum, 51, nine, Foxy Rocket, 17, 10 out, 11, Our Liberty, 41, and 12, Sharper, 61, $2 even for number seven, Night Flyer, the favourite.
Yeah, look, she deserves to be the favourite here, Night Flyer. She gets the blinkers for the first time. They're filly by All Too Hard, Bradwood Up Trained. And she's had two starts now. She finished 2.5 lengths off Switched, her stablemate, who ran third in the pretty handy race on Saturday. And then she went to the Kenzo track, bumped into Leviathan, who beat Switched, or who ran second on Saturday in the same race there at Switched. So the form around her is very, very strong. The second horse in that last start that she had on the Kenzo track, Snaz and Charm, she's since gone on to run third in a listed race. So I think she comes out of a pretty handy field there on the Kenzo. That was on a soft six, so she's just got this real fluent sloping action. So I'm hoping that she'll get through the heavy track. Obviously, it's unknown with a lot of these horses today, but I think the blinkers will be the key to her. So she does deserve to be the favourite. I've made her my best on the card. From number three, Philanthropist. He debuted on a heavy nine back in October of last year, and he actually ran third. He was beaten just over two lengths there, but he went on to have another run, finished down the track, probably had enough. Came back in February, had one trial, went back to the paddock, and then first up he went to Kembla. He was a little bit fractious in the gate, so they scratched him and he was ordered back to the trials. Now, he has had a trial coming into this. That was on a heavy 10, and he seemed to get through that pretty well. He was given a solid hit out, so I'd say he's on the better side of fit here today, having that one trial, and I'm sure Gwenda's given him a jump out or two at home. I just know he'll get through the ground, so he's a huge danger. The two, Bo-Rama, should be our leader here. He's a gelding that's had four goes and a couple of placings at the provincials last preparation. He actually came out of the same trial there. He actually won the trial that Philanthropist ran second in, or third in. So same trial for them too. And then the five, I'm going to throw Breaking Cover. I originally didn't have her in the mix, but with the scratching this morning, I thought I'd give her another chance. Her best run was over the 1,100 at Hawkesbury. Then they stepped her up to the 13 in the next two runs, and she did nothing. So they've brought her back to the 11. Maybe she's more of a sprinting type. I'm going to give her one more chance. If she doesn't do anything today, I think she'll be on the barred list. So 7, 3, 2 and 5 in the first.
Race two, a maiden plate, over 1,100. One, Kansan, 220. Two, Nanpop, 71. Three and four out. Five, Mandalong, 011. Six, Miss Goodnight, 650. Seven, Destiny Sun, 7. Eight, Gentleine, 11. Nine, Pair of Heels, 310. 10 out, 11, Saturn, 23. Favourite, 220. Number one, Kansan.
Well, obviously, a few of these have really shortened up with a couple of the more favoured horses coming out, Ola and Layla de Vega. So some of these have really shortened up, like Kansanet, but I've fallen with a little bit of a, well, it's not a roughie, it's the second elect, I should say. It's a Pair of Heels. Now, she finished second on a soft five first up. That was at Gosford. She sat outside the leader, and I thought she boxed on okay there. So that was a creditable run to suggest she'll run well here. She gets gate three. Actually, she probably comes in now with the scratchings. 54.5 on her back. She'll get a lovely run. I'd say, well, she'll be up there. Whether or not she goes hard out in front, I don't know, but I think, you know, the race maps really nicely for her. So she's on top from the six, which is Miss Goodnight. Now, I really liked her recent trial. She got back. She was under a good hold. And she made really good ground. Jimminess Junior rode her, and he partners her today. So she's a mare that's had five goes with a couple of minor placings in the provincials. She's probably had her chance to win, but I thought that trial was really impressive. Third spot, I'm going to throw the eight, which is Jetline. Now, she's a half-sister to Angel of Truth, who won an ATC, who won the ATC Derby this prep. Her mum won over the 1,200, but she also won up to the 24. So I'm just hoping that maybe on wet ground, she should be able to get through it. She'll be finishing off the light race nicely, obviously bred to get up over a lot further. And number seven, my next best, Destiny's Son. He's a first starter, but he did trial well on a soft seven, led them up and gave a solid kick there. And, the trial time wasn't slack. It was probably one of the slower times on the morning, but it looked good to the eye. I've left out the favourite, Kansanet. He failed on a heavy track on debut, whether or not he didn't, you know, I don't know, he began awkwardly, lost a couple of lengths at the start there. He then went on and ran good on a good track, but he resumes, he's got the blinkers on, and he has been gelded, but I'm going to leave him out here today on that heavy track. So 9, 6, 8 and 7 in race number 2.
The third for the T-Rolls, number one secretively, $1.45, 2 Flinders, 41, 3 Individualists, 23. Four is Nick Point, $5, 5 out, 6 Rich and Chambers, 51, 7 out, 8 Echo Lad, 559 out, 10 Donato, 23, 11 out, 12 Osbed War is 26, and 13 Strange Charm, $12. $1.45 for secretively, the top is short price for a baby on a heavy.
Yeah, look, I couldn't put him on top at that. Those ridiculous odds. We've said it time and time over, it's a graveyard for odds-on favourites, or $1.45 pops out at Hawkesbury, especially on a heavy track when he hasn't shown us, well, I mean, he hasn't really been tried on a heavy, but I just, you know, he's had his chance. He got beat in a, what was, I thought was a race for him to win at Hawkesbury 3 starts ago, and he's had 2 more runs. He's 15.50 back to the 1,300, but yeah, I've gone against him. I've gone with the 13 Strange Charm, and it might be a strange choice, but I didn't mind the way she got back off a slow tempo there over the 1,100 at Warwick Farm. And her best work was probably the last 150. She's 1,100 out to the 1,300, which should be a real big positive. The stable's absolutely flying. Anything Anthony Cummings sends around at the moment is racing really well. So I think she'll be a huge improver. That was a soft stick that she raced on. So, again, question mark about the heavy track today. From the one, secretively, as for the reasons I just stated. He gets the winkers for the first time today, so that should switch him on somewhat, but he's had more than enough chances, and at that quote, I just couldn't be confident. For his stablemate, Kick Point, he was midfield in a recent trial. He was untouched, and he was much better. I think he's a horse that seems to be each in trial that he stepped out for. He's been a massive improver. He has had 5 trials overall, but 3 this prep, so he's got some sort of fitness on his side here, and the 3 individualists. I didn't think his trials were too bad. It was only a 4-horse field at Rose Hill when he finished 2nd, but he got back and he was given a solid rev up, and he looked to chase to the line okay there. So 13-1, 4 and 3 in the third.
The fourth, 1 A Million Dreams, 462, Bad Boy for Love, $10, 3 and 4 out, 5 Whacker, 290, 6 Tenorino, 550, 7 Debate, 380, and 8 Quick Spin, $6. The favourite in the Godolphin Blue, number 5 Whacker at 290.
Yeah, I've left out the favourite again here today. I've come up with something that I know would get through the heavy track, and that's Tenorino. Now, last preparation, he didn't really fire. In fact, his runs are okay without being too exciting, but his first run back at Kembla was good. I was down there that day, and he was totally unwanted in the market. He was about 21s out to 31s there. And he finished 3rd, beaten about a length and a half out of what was probably a handy benchmark 64 race. Same type of conditions here today. And he has got an okay second up record. And as I said, he's got great soft track record, and he has one on the heavy. So that was good enough to put him on top here. From the 7, which is Debate. Now, she was also accepted to go around at Eagle Farm today, but they've opted to run her here at Hawkesbury. Former Hawks runner, actually, and she's only had the 1 trial for the new stable. She got back to last, and she was full of running late. That was on a soft 5 at Randwick back on the 14th of June there. So trial coming into this is pretty good. She actually won her very first start on debut at Gosford over the 1,200. Third spot, I'm going to throw the top 8 here, 1 Million Dreams. 2 starts ago, he's beaten 0.8 of a length at Gosford there. He had to go back from a wide gate, and he ran on well. And then he settled a lot closer on the Kenzo track back on the 10th of June there in a benchmark 70. Over-raced early. The tempo was quite slow. It was a rising star race for the apprentices, and they only walked up front. It didn't quite suit him, but he's got a big weight to lump around here, the 60 kilos. He should run okay. And Bad Boy for Love, my next best. I wasn't flattered by the way he first started, by his first run this prep. It was over the 1,000. It was always going to be too short. I sort of thought he'd get back and run on, but he's out to a trip that suits him. 1,300, has placed on a heavy track before, so we'll give him a chance to do something. 6, 7, 1 and 2, and this race, a couple of speed horses did come out, so they'll probably walk up front. It'll be a very tactical affair, I think, the first leg of the 40.
Righto, race 5. Now here one is out, 2 Blazing, $1.60, 3 Josephus, 26, 4 Ocean Villa, 151, 5 Scarpa, 21, 6 out, 7 Kiss and Tell, 11, number 8 Midair, 330, 9 Moinda, $6, 10 Sharakina, 151. Got a real shorty for you here, Janie, number 2 Blazing, $1.60.
Oh, I didn't realise he'd shortened up that much. Earlier on, he was $2.10, so he's really firmed up with the scratchings here. But, look, I've got him on top at the moment, so I might sway in the yard. It's ridiculous odds, isn't it? But, look, he draws the inside. He'll get a lovely run. Whether or not he leads or he lets Scarpa go forward with the 4 kilos off his back, we'll have to wait and see, but I'm sure Glyn will sum that up properly. He looks to break through today, I think. He bumped into Sir Elton at his first ever run. That was at Gosford. Sir Elton's since gone on to win quite impressively in his second start. And then the other day at Gosford, back on the 13th of June, Warfare was heavily, heavily supported, and he won the race. This fella only finished 0.9 of a length behind him. Again, the soft travel, the heavy track is unknown, but he's by sizzling, so I think he should be able to get through it. The 9 is my next best Moinder. I think she'll be a big improver here today. She went around in what was a very, very handy field when you look at it. Funstar won the race. Of course, we saw what she did on Saturday. Now, Funstar won the race by about 3.5 lengths, so take out the winner. She was probably only beaten 1.5. That was in a 2- and 3-year-old maiden. She was always going to finish third in the run, and then right on the line, she was nabbed for third and finished into fourth spot. That was on a soft 6. But I think, back to easier grade here today, I reckon she'll run a huge race from a good draw. 8 is my next selection, Midair. I tipped her last start and she was beaten. I'm a little bit annoyed about her, but I'm going to give her another chance to finish in amongst the top 4. And the 3, my next best, Josephus, a half-brother to Academus, a full to Mandelion. So Gwenda Markwell knows the family really well. He's only had the one trial. Now, he showed speed, and it sort of was hard to get a guide if they gave him a solid rev up or not, because he was tucked in between horses. Now, the winner of that trial, Perigord, came out and won at Wyong last Thursday. So, and not a bad little trial form that he comes out of. And I know his brother got through, he's a swimmer, and got through the wet going, so I'm hoping this fella is the same. So 2, 9, 8, and 3 in race 5.
Race 6, Wonder Cruise, $7, 2, 3, 4 out, 5, Ptolemaic, 12, 6 out, 7 Fast Train, 9, number 8, Miss Louisiana, 250, 9 Litz and 7, 10 Moana Jewel, 420, 11 Concave, 61, 12 Smart Decision, 7, 13 Dragon Shadow, 126, 250 for number 8, Miss Louisiana, favourite.
Yeah, look, it's hard to go around her. I know she's favourite, but she probably deserves to be. She was very, very impressive when putting pay to them in a Class 1 back on the 21st of May there. She beat them by 4.5 lengths, and one of the other horses in the race has since gone on to win. So there's enough form out of the race to suggest that she beats a few handy ones. Now, it's been 35 days in between runs. Whether or not that was intentional, I don't know, but she's had a trial in between. She was very, very quiet in an open trial there at Ramley back on the 14th of June. So she's had that trial to keep her fitness ticking over. She has placed on a heavy track, and look, if she does what she did last start, then, you know, there's no reason why she can't be winning a race like this. She's got a good draw. She'll get a nice run just in behind them. Or if she wants to sit up with the leaders, we'll have to wait and see what she does, but she'll get a nice run nonetheless. From the 10, Moana Jewel, placed in both of her last two starts ago, she was beaten the nose here at Hawkesbury in a Class 1 1400. Then she went to a Class 1 1600 at Newcastle and bumped into an import, actually, who looks to have a little bit of promise there. She started favourite. She boxed on well enough. My only concern with her is, you know, it is a Class 1 straight to a Class 2. Well, she is a Class 1 horse, but she's going around in a Class 2 today. But, you know, 56 in the back, nice draw from the inside gate. Into a third, I'm going to throw DeCroix. Since I've been riding him back with a little bit of cover, he's been finding the line really nicely. He's second here at Hawkesbury. Last start was good. That was back on the 9th of June. As I said, he got back and worked to the line nicely, soft track. He hasn't been tried on a heavy, but he's placed on a soft a couple of times. And the 7, my next best, Fast Train. He's had a little bit of a let-up. He hasn't raced since earlier part of May. He's had a trial, though, which wasn't too bad on a heavy track. He's a horse that takes a lot of riding, no wet form whatsoever, but I just thought he's a big plodder. He sort of, you know, very one-paced. He takes, he needs a strong rider on him, so we'll give him an opportunity to finish in the top 4 here. So my numbers are 8, 10, 1 and 7.
Final event, race 7, 1, the Cartoonist, 6.50, 2 and 3 out, 4 Ladies Gem, 18, 5 out, 6 Albert of Monaco, 11, 7 out, 8 Dundee Lee, 4.20, 9 Ferry Me Home, $5, 10 out, 11 Sacred Edge, 11, 12 Lady Evelyn, 11, 13 Radacity, 18, 14 Power of Wexford, 6.50, 15 on Angel's Wing, 7, 16 out, 17 Diva Peron, 81, 18 Dix Luther, 126, 19 Colonial Rain, 151, 20 out. Favourite 8, Dundee Lee, $4.20.
This race, I must say, it had me going round and round in circles, and after this morning, a few of my selections came out, so I had to reassess the numbers here, but I mean, it's still, it's just one of those fields where it just, yeah, it did my head in, to be honest. So I originally had Mo the Great on top last night in four mine, but he was scratched this morning. So I'm going to leave my second selection, who was On Angel's Wings, on top. He opened up at $12. He's now in sevens, but he's got 54.5 kilos on his back. He's won over the 1,800. He's won on a heavy track. He gets the inside draw from gate one. He probably needs a little bit of galloping room, but I'm tipping by race seven, they'll be getting wide. So if he sticks to the fence or comes just off, I'm sure he'll have plenty of room to do his thing. So we'll leave him on top at good value, the 15 on Angel's Wings, from the 8, which is the favourite, Dundee Lee. Now, she won a Paul Macquarie benchmark 66 in really nice style. Then she stepped straight up to quite a handy benchmark 74 in town on a Saturday. That was on a heavy 8 over the 1,800 there. And she boxed on OK. This is obviously much easier grade. She has ticked that heavy box, so that's positive. The Cartoonist blew them away at Nara last start. He too was one on a heavy. He gets a 3 kilo claim here for Simone Vella, which I think is important, because had he had the 62.5, I would have left him out with that big weight. And the 12, my next best. I'm going to throw Lady Evelyn in. Now, she hasn't been solid in the market by any means, but she did place at Randwick back in, well, probably the latter part of April there, in a 72 at Randwick. Her runs after that are okay, but she gets a 2 kilo claim here for Brock Ryan, so it sees her in with a 55.5. Will give her a chance to do something there in the last over the 1,800. So 15, 8, 1, and 12 in the lucky last.
Now, any good things here on the heavy?
Yeah, look, you hate trying to find something and make it a good thing on a heavy track, because we all know these types of days can throw up anything. But race one, horse number 7, Night Flyer. She was $2. We were shopping $2.50 originally, $2.15 this morning after scratchings, now into $2. So there is solid support for her. She may even jump a little bit shorter. Provided she gets through that wet track, I think she'll be winning today. So race one, number 7, my best.
All right, terrific. Good. And Shani, look forward to hearing your late mail today from Hawkesbury.
Thanks so much, Cozzy. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Chantelle Buckley, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio continues to lead the way in breaking race news. Just like the announcement that stallion I Am Invincible will serve champion mare Winx later this year. Arthur Mitchell from Yarraman Park, the home of I Am Invincible, heard the news first on Sky Sports Radio.
I'd naturally heard, so that's good news. I didn't realise, but that's great. I'm very proud to have Black Caviar and Winx. It's a very proud moment for the stud, and we're delighted.
Rely on Sky Sports Radio for all the racing news.
Tabs, who are you backing? The betting game show that's nowhere near as exciting as a same game multi. Now, a same game multi lets you combine bets like head to head with first try scorer and total points. You can even combine your same game multi with a racing single. This game show, on the other hand, is just me and Tony. Tell us what you did on the weekend, Tony.
Well, funny.
Oh, that's exciting, but not as exciting as the same game multi from Tab. Who are you backing?
Available online to New South Wales, Vic and ACT account holders only. Gamble responsibly.
Business tax deductions. Items costing less than $30,000. Applies to eligible businesses with annual turnover of less than $50 million. Yes, $50 million. This is a good deal and it helps business. June 30, coming up, huge benefits, great incentive. Harvey Norman, sales.